Blog Talk Radio.
In order for our foreparents to be made useful to the rulers of this society, they were robbed of their language, culture, religion, their knowledge of self, and their knowledge of their God, Allah. This process rendered them defenseless, so that even after their release from physical bondage, they were unable to resist those who would take advantage of their condition.
Because we have stood up for nonviolence with all of our hearts, and those who will make this peaceful revolution impossible will make a violent revolution inevitable.
Many great leaders from different backgrounds and with different ideologies rose from the ranks of blacks in America hoping to better the condition of their people. Among these leaders was the most honorable Elijah Muhammad.
The so-called American Negroes have to be completely re-educated. We have to be completely made over again. And the condition that he is now in, he's not fit for self. And Islam gives him that qualification that he can feel proud and does not feel ashamed.
Greetings to you. I am Elijah Muhammad.
It is Islam that you must have today. Without Islam, you cannot see the hereafter. The Holy Quran plainly teaches us that if we come upon the resurrection day with a religion other than Islam, Allah will not accept it. He accepts only Islam. Islam is the true religion of Almighty God, Allah, and his prophets. The religion, its name is called in the Arab language, but the word means only entire submission to the will of God. So it's up to you and me to submit to God and be saved, protected from the evil that is coming upon this world.
Go ahead, Shabaka. Shabaka, are you with us? All right. Well, thank y'all for tuning to this regularly scheduled episode of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I am your co-host and co-executive producer, Chay Nkrumah, of Frontline Black News and the Revolutionary Agenda and the whole Frontline campaign. And we are joined with, are you with us, Shabaka?
Yes, sir. Coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Can you please do the intro?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay. Greetings, folks. Yeah. Okay. Tonight's episode, you know, which is inspired by the Anchorman trial by fire, the people versus the government, part one. The honorable judges of the Frontline campaign will preside over the case. Court is now in session. Please call in with your input about these crazy uncertain times. This episode is for those 18 years of age and over. This is episode 348 of season 7. Please call into 516-418-5996. And please add this phone number to your cell phone plan so you are not charged for calling into this platform. We are being shadow banned for obvious reasons. And we thought free speech was a constitutional right. Okay, so the list of charges that we have, I'm going to turn it over there to the anchor man, who inspired, you know, tonight's production. Okay, Anchorman, you got the floor, sir.
Peace. My name is Ramel Understanding, the angel of peace from the east. Understanding understood and bringing the hope without the dope. Official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. I'm on military time. I'm on my military grind, and I'm utilizing my military mind. I say down with the devil system and up with the people's revolutionism. Fucking Oreo, fuck a dummyo, fuck a marshmallow, fuck a fruity pebble, and fuck a devil. I don't want a handout. I want a hand off so I can make a touchdown. Pull me down with them dollars and cents. I want the American green, not the American dream, not the American scheme. You know what I mean? He, frontline campaign ain't no game. We live and die for a revolutionary change. Sorry to tell you and glad to inform you, I'm a Black Panther soldier. Fuck the system. The devil system is built in fashion to destroy us, black family. Wake up, smell the coffee. The apocalypse slash resurrection is here. Not the insurrection, but the mental resurrection. My people, with our total unification, we could destroy and stop the devil and his systematic abomination and indoctrination of chokehold on our people. Shout out to my black family and R.P. Michael Jackson. Salute.
Salute.
Yes, sir. Salute, always. And then in addition to, you know, we have Knowledge Born Alive with us tonight. Okay, you know, New Black Knowledge and what have you. We thank the brother for coming in, man, and the great work that he has put in over the years. Also, too, you know, we thank all of our guests joining us tonight on the special edition that was inspired by the anchor, man. And the list of charges, man, that I could list against the man is as follows. Mass murder, mass incarceration, actually, which is kidnapping. Also, too, you know, these police killings of our youth. You see what I mean? That seems to be more and more prevalent ever since, you know, the Mike Brown case. Also, too, one got the crumb bum on Tim Scott, the Donald Dump truck. Also, too, Ron the Panties of Florida with his critical race theory nonsense, which is a detriment to all of you. And I'm looking up here on social media clips where he's got all these books off in these watermelon bins, you know what I'm saying, that he's putting in there. Now, in case anybody doesn't know what a watermelon bin is, it's like a wide box. It's about 4 feet high, okay, and it's like about 6 feet wide, so that's a lot of space. And they generally put them there on pallets, you know, on trucks to transport your produce. Also, too, out there, the social media land out there, you in Boys Town, down there to Santa Clara County, you're shadow banning us. It's because you're pushing the shoot a certain agenda that we all reject. You see what I mean? Because it's detrimental, you know, to the black family unit. Also, to crumb bumming on brain dead fools like Larry Elders and Leo Terrell, who come up to you and come to you with prepackaged nonsense. You see what I'm saying? You know, to embrace a certain agenda. Okay, we're getting some feedback noise right there. Is there any way to... Yeah. Okay, anyway, we can curtail that.
I have no control over that, Brandy. Are you trying to call?
Okay. All right, okay, all right, so we're going to turn it over. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to turn it over to Knowledge Born Allah. Okay.
Hey, peace. Can we mute out that background noise? Because I can't hear myself.
Yeah, okay.
Peace, black family. All I can say on those charges is guilty, guilty, guilty.
We know
the enemy's been guilty for a long time. And, you know, it really has nothing to do with his system. It has everything to do with him, because systems come out of the minds of men. So we could talk about the system, but until we get rid of the people that create the system, it's always going to be a problem. And I think we need to come to terms with that reality, that the white man is the devil. He's not our friend. There's nothing that we can do to plead our case to him that's going to make him give us justice. You know, reparations, that's a false promise. You know that he's about to go to war with Russia and China, and he got a military full of black and brown and other people in there that he wants to fight his war, but he wants to make a proposal of reparations so we don't feel so bad going into his military fighting his war that he won't win. So we got to be wise to all of the wiles of Satan. Say that again, brother. I didn't hear you.
Biden ain't making no cash declaration for no reparations. He gonna try to do it.
Oh yeah, we know that. Right.
And all this other symbolic bullshit. It ain't gonna be nothing tangible.
Right.
Right. But all I'm saying is that they're trying to make those shows of goodwill because they know they need us to help them fight a war that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep it up with the news,
yes sir.
If what have we got?
Nothing, not a damn thing.
So there you have it. In this war that's coming up now, this ain't like wars of the past. You know, the weapons that they got now. Brother, I'll tell you like this, what the messenger of Allah said. He said, you're going to go away in thousands, and you're going to come back in the fives of tens. That's how devastating it is. So any black person that's in the armed services
of the war, they got all this technology, and all these goddamn robots. They better send them overseas or wherever the hell to fight this shit. This is ridiculous. We don't literally fought in every war this country's ever had, and we have not gotten compensated for it. We have not gotten the fucking respect for it. We haven't gotten no leeway in it. But Negroes are still out
Let me say this, brother.
Military.
We haven't asked for nothing. See, asking them for a check for that ain't asking for nothing. When you ask them to give you some states and part of this country, now you asking for something. So just to be fair to them,
we know they ain't going to give us no states or not. They ain't going to give us nothing. We have to take it. They're not going to give us nothing.
Okay.
We're too busy trying to reason with these savages. They're not going to give us nothing. The only thing they understand is bloodshed and money. Those are the only two things that they understand that resonates with this savage.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But that has to be the goal, is land.
Right.
We have to have some of this earth that we could call our own, where we can
govern
our own.
Yeah, land. Knowing the history of this country, Brother Jeffrey, you honestly think they're going to give us good, fertile land that we can actually build on and grow stuff on? No, they're going to give us the worst of the worst land they could find possible and give us that and say, well, we gave you something. You ain't got nothing to complain about.
Well, we know their history, brother. So we're smart enough today not to go for that. We see what they did to the Indians. They put them in the middle of the country where they didn't have no access to the sea, no way to trade, put them on a reservation, gave them alcohol, you know, and they're dying the natural death that they're dying. So us having that history, we should be smart enough not to repeat it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's a touchdown right there. And then also, too, you got to look at the cesspool, man, that they call Los Angeles, California, commonly referred to as Hollywood, of how they try to demasculate us. And Mr. Terrence Howard, as we all know, had quit Hollywood that he announces because he exposed the hidden agenda that they have, that they always had since the late 1960s or the early 70s, as Dr. Wilson had pointed out, that Brother Che had brought to my attention with the ISIS papers. And as you know, Brother Che, last year I did a feed from Hollywood on Hollywood, you see, you know, telling them, you know, of how we honestly felt. And like you said, stay away from TMZ, you know what I'm saying? And then everybody was out there showboating and what have you. But like it was said, you know, many, many years ago, okay, they're not going to give us no states. You know, we have to build us some states. And then not to mention the fact, too, is like what they did to Mr. Neely there in New York, you know, on the, let's see, Chicago, they call it the L train, okay? New York is the subway, okay, where they went out there and flagrantly and blatantly murdered this man in public view, you know, just like in the same sense of when they disciplined a slave on a plantation system, you know, they'll quarter him, straps him down, you know, arms, legs, and what have you, and then they will beat him savagely and unmercifully in the presence of the other slaves, plus they will sodomize him in the presence of his wife, mother, and his son. They would bring generally front and center. And these are the atrocities and horrors that they do not wish to come to face with. You see what I'm saying? And then the panties down there in Florida, and I did a YouTube video, and he's a punk, and I'm saying that he wears women's clothes. Yeah, I'm calling him all of that. Mm-hmm. It's because you're going to take these tons and tons of books of black history and certain books of history in general off of the shelves is because they say it makes a certain group feel uncomfortable. And as I stated, you know, in the video, can you imagine how uncomfortable our people was going out there in that heat and sun up to sundown, and then not to mention in the winter months, sun up to sundown, you know, in the freezing cold. Then the violation of what they did to our women and to our children, you know, we're supposed to sit there and be like Tim Scott, you know, Warlock, Hershey Bar down there, who used to play for the Dallas Cowboys and what have you, and people, it is downright disgusting. And it is downright disgusting not only from a black person's point of view, but it's downright disgusting from a humanistic point of view. And then when other groups try to sit there and tell us that we're wrong, okay, hey, man, this ain't your experience, cat. You don't have this here in your collective memory. Then you come out and say, well, what about this group? What about that group? Hey, great, beautiful, handle your business. But right now, in these current particular times, we cannot be worried about anybody else's black family because we are in a state of emergency, and not only here.
So what groups are they talking about?
Oh, yes,
sir.
What
other groups are they talking about?
What groups are they talking about? They're talking about the LGBTQ. They getting reparations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They talking about these goddamn illegal immigrants that keep illegally coming to this country that our ancestors built.
Right. Right.
And they want to be compensated. The so-called Asians that were interning them in internment camps, they were compensated, and they still want more. And they
got an anti-hate
bill.
Yeah.
They get everybody getting something tangible. But us, and we literally been giving our votes to the Democratic Party for the past, 60 years? And they keep talking about progress being made. Ain't no goddamn progress being made, black family. If anything, we done regressed.
Yes, sir.
We only control 1% of this country's wealth. We done lost all the land that we had pre-civil rights. Second Civil Rights Movement, all the land that we acquired during Reconstruction and during the Jim Crow era. So we really have nothing to lose at this point, black family. It's sink or swim. The Democrats have made it clear they don't give a fuck about us. They're going to prioritize all these other groups over us. So why... I haven't been a Democrat for 10 years, but why did 87% of black people vote for Jim Crow Biden and Kamala Harris? They were told
because they're bitterly dead, brother. That's why.
Anybody but Trump. We just can't have 4 more years of Trump. All those people, we still waiting on them to call Litchie Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. It's been nothing but crickets. We put out, out that call. We said, what tangible benefits are we going to get from a Biden administration? And only one person called in 3 years. And the person that called in was Kevin Barr from Outlaw Radio. Shout out to Outlaw Radio out of Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
And he admitted he had made a mistake. He regretted voting for Jim Crow Biden. So, at the end of the day, are we going to keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result? That's insanity.
Well, how long have we been in this country? 468 years?
Yes, sir.
And what has happened?
We haven't been voting Democrat.
I'm not just voting. Not even participating in the process, because we're not doing anything today that we weren't doing when we were chattel slaves. Today we are free.
This is under a different name.
We're not doing anything different today that we weren't doing when we were in actual physical change. Any of us can get a passport, go to Africa. How many of us are actually doing that?
There's actually been a couple thousand Foundation of Black Americans that have
Brother, you say a couple thousand out of 40 to 50 million. That ain't even 1% of 1% of 1%.
No, it ain't. I personally know people that have done that.
Yeah, right. But I'm just saying, brother, so that goes to show you the scale of mental death, mental brainwash we are on. We can't plead to the government. We got people all over this planet, Africa, Asia, the Caribbean, South America. We can plead to our own people. Help us become independent.
If we all get on that same accord, but a lot of us ain't on that same accord. I wish we were.
Because we think the only people we have to appeal to is the government of the United States.
Do you see what these
BRICS nations are doing? Nobody's appealing to the They got international bodies that are majority of them are dark people run those. International organizations. We got to start thinking like an international people.
That's what the whole Pan-Africanism thing was about. But we can't be the only ones pushing that. We, Foundation of Black Americans, descendants of American chattel slavery, can't be the only black people in the diaspora pushing that.
But now we got to start doing it from within. We got to start doing it from within. This is the first time in history that the black family in America has had a Fortune 500. A lot of us is on the top of that Fortune 500, and we can take that and franchise ourselves, create our own hospitals, our own stores, our own clothing departments. Everything that we need, we have if we come together and use it for that purpose.
I agree.
Absolutely.
We have the money to do it, brother. I hear what you're saying. We have the money to do it. The question is, are we going to be a cohesive unit enough to do it? Is that trust factor there? Because we'll give money to the oppressor before we'll spend or build with our own people. That comes with a code. That's what I'm saying. Like, we all got to get on one accord, not even all, but a solid minority of us, Jesse, brother Che, you're right.
We all have to get on one accord. And I was listening to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad the other day, and you know what he said? He said that we have to make our people unite, and if they don't want to unite, he said, kill them.
We got to get to that level. Care of the coup.
We have to get to that. Yeah, we have to get to that level where we say either you got to get down or lay down.
Or lay down, period.
You either with us.
Funny you should say. Yes, sir. And funny you should say that there.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, funny you should say that because the very first time, man, that I crossed Montana, right, this was many years ago. So I'm stopping at a rest stop, and I got into a conversation with this Native American woman, and we was talking about the Battle of the Little Bighorn. Now, she had told me, saying, as they say, always go to the horse's mouth for the right information. She had told me it was the Sioux Nation, okay, and the Navajo, and the, the Sioux, the Navajo, and Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. You know, they were the two chiefs, right? But there was this other group called the Arapaho that sympathized with Custer. So after they smoked their peace
so they was the Uncle Tom idiots.
Yes.
That was the five civilized tribe Indians that actually had us in slavery as well.
Okay, now we're going to get to that there too, Brother Chad. Now, what had happened was, man, Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, they went to the chief of the Arapaho. They said, yay, man, we know what you've been doing. We know you've been selling out, man. We know you've been sending your boys over there that are giving them reports of our movements and tactics and what have you. But here's the deal, man. When dude shows up here, man, we taking him out. And it's like this. You either with this thing or you ain't, man. And you got like about 10 minutes or less to make your mind up, okay? Just like Sister Harriet had told so many of these cats, you know, running away from the plantation, 6 feet five, 285 pounds, strong ass men. Sister Harriet, we can't go up there and leave Master, you know, we've been so good, this, that, the other. And she would level that street sweeper, and she would say, hey, homie, check this out, man. I'm going to make a plan for you. You're either going to get your that tree decorated with your brains, or you're going to be on this train, man. And you got like about 3 seconds to make up your mind because you got a schedule to keep. You see, so his brother, Knowledge Born Alive, was saying, man, this is what we're going to have to boil down to. It's because when you go up here and look at all the factions that of our people that fight amongst themselves from Baltimore to Philadelphia to Los Angeles to Oakland
to
Denver
it.
To
bad
Chicago, you see what I'm saying, to Milwaukee, to Buffalo, New York, man, and it goes on and on, man. We got to take those five fingers and unite it into one fist, you know, and then this is how we get our education. This is how we patrol our communities like what New Era Detroit is doing and what New Era Chicago is doing, and they are making a difference. It's an uphill battle, gentlemen, but they are making a difference. They're going checking on the elderly. They're going checking on the young ones, man, is because when you go to that cesspool that I grew up in called Los Angeles, California, you got some predatory pedophiles out there, man, you know, talking about they're going to make you a star and all this old kind of crap, man, and the next thing, man, you get so exploited. Oh, exactly. It's very, very weird. And then look at your current vice president, Kamala Harris, as you so very well call her. She was in the district attorney in Alameda County, which is Oakland, California, right? Okay. And then she was the district attorney of San Francisco County, you know, next rung on the ladder. Then she became the attorney general of California. So which means, man, in that top position of the California attorney general, she could have went there to the San Francisco DA where Mario Woods was murdered. She could have went there to the DA of Alameda County where so many of our brethren in the Panther Party was murdered. She could have went there to Los Angeles County where Ezeo Ford was murdered, who was handcuffed, laid face down. The man was deaf, and you hear one lap dog say to the other one, go ahead and shoot him, and he puts him in a bullet in his back with a 9mm. Now, with her being the vice president, she should immediately have sent the FBI down there to go arrest them punks that murdered Mr. Tyree Nichols. Also, too, that she would go pick up George Zimmerman and get him in a right trial, you see what I'm saying, and find his ass guilty. Okay, because you can best believe, man, when you go out here to these places like Idaho, Montana, Oklahoma, man, Kansas, Nebraska, Florida, you know what I'm saying, man? These white folks are arming up. They exercise their second and
their
new right.
They're on code. They're all one accord.
Yeah, that's precisely.
Kill the nigger.
Yes, sir. That's precisely what I'm talking about. That's precisely what I'm talking about. So just like we all
you
love
know
the
why
NBA.
They all
cold? Why is that?
Why
do you
cold?
Know why they all cold? Because
why
they have
that,
to
brother?
Be.
Okay.
Because
mm-hmm.
they have to
okay.
be. Because they
yes,
have
sir.
To be.
Okay.
All of them that's
okay.
joined those special military forces. They all white supremacists. So if you come in there
mm-hmm.
and they tell you, you either down with this or, you know what I'm saying, at midnight,
right.
you might have an accident and swallow your tongue or something. See, that's what the mentality
yeah.
has to be. No, I'm telling
yeah.
you the way it was
yeah.
with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the FOI. Everybody,
right.
you had
mm-hmm.
to be on code. Or
right.
you got your head busted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who
yep.
you was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't care who you were.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
because
I like
the
sir.
Future of our people is too important. It's too
right.
important. We don't
right.
have
yeah,
no,
no
more
doubt.
Time to play.
Right.
It ain't nothing
right.
personal.
I agree with that one brother that. I agree with that one brother that was saying that we have to come together like a fist. This is Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tyrone speaking right now. Yeah, assalamu alaikum. Hey, I wanted to jump in there and just say this, that one of the methods that we learned from history with the Black Panther Party, one of the greatest methods that they used to unite the people was helping the communities,
mm-hmm.
you know, with free
right.
lunches. Sure. And so they got the hearts of the older people and the younger people so that when the FBI
right.
came in and attacked them, they stood up for
right.
them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think we have to use
yes,
the same
sir.
Method, but on a global level where that we showing that we're helping our community and then hit them on another front with that militant front where we train and we exercise our Second Amendment
yes,
that we
sir.
Can arm ourselves
right.
and train just like them crackers is doing.
Well, for a time here in Denver, we were doing exactly that. We had a whole organization
mm-hmm.
called Sankofa where we were educating our people and arming them and training them on how to defend themselves with Black Star Action Movement for Self-Defense. The thing is,
mm-hmm.
us organizations like that and those of us that organize like that, we need to come together as a fist. It's not
okay.
going
right.
to take a vast majority of us to get this shit cracking. It's just going to take
exactly.
a strong, unified minority
yeah.
of blacks in America to shut this shit all the
mm-hmm.
way off.
Right, and then what will happen is like what Julius Malema was saying, and see, then you're partying on an international basis, is because I saw a speech from him, man, that he did from Azania, as that he's saying is the children of our future. We got to pave the way, and also too,
right.
you know,
so,
I want to say that
so
too.
On that note, what
mm-hmm.
organization do we have nationally that is preserving a future for black children?
Okay, the only two that I see right now, man, one would be the Nation of Islam, you know what I'm saying. Number two, they are trying to bring it together with these formations, man, you know, with the various chapters, you know, throughout the country of the
mm-hmm.
new Black Panther Party. And then I was at the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party there in Chicago, and NOI did come out there, you know, and they praised Dr. Newton
okay.
for what he did.
Let me rephrase
and
that.
Chairman's
outside yes, of the NOI... And the new Black Panthers, so that's what they're calling them now, the new Black Panthers, but we know actual Panthers that founded
mm-hmm.
chapters in various cities across this country.
Hell yeah.
Outside of those two organizations, what other organizations exist outside of what we're doing here, our frontline campaign,
mm-hmm.
that are actually out here helping the people and gathering the hearts of not only the seniors, but the youth. The spark of revolution
mm-hmm.
comes from the
youth. I think there are a lot of black organizations that mean good. I mean, there really are.
Right.
But the thing is they don't understand that the only power we have in the United States, it ain't guns, because the guns we get access to, they'll wipe us out within a few hours if we try to attack them like that. They ain't going to attack globally. It's just like that.
They needed us to win the war.
Yeah.
They were losing the
war
until they allowed us in the fight.
But listen, if they attack us, then we don't have no other choice. We got to commit suicide. We got to become suicide bombers. I'm saying if they attack us. But the thing we have to realize is that in this country, our unity is our power.
Right.
Well, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, our unity is more powerful than an atomic weapon. And we have to get on that accord. Please, to our people, like, you can't. That's why I say it has to be either you get out
or
we'll kill
down.
You. Because if we kill you, the white man ain't finna come in and save you if we start killing these other guys.
Right. Nope.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
not.
What it has
that's
to be.
Down with the revolution or you're in the way.
Yeah, because we got to understand. It's too important. The future of our babies is too important. It's amazing that we even allowed it to get to this point where we are now.
Right. But it's due to symbolism. Muggs thought they was going to live vicariously through black faces in high places. Just look at old Sam.
Old
run around with some old Sam or attire. He didn't do nothing suspicious to us. Talking about it.
No,
they controlled the Senate and the House, and they still didn't do nothing specifically for us. So I don't want to hear no excuses from the general rap. And I damn sure don't want to hear nothing from the Republicans or the independents.
Right.
Well,
the independents are saying the same shit in some of these independent parties that I'm in the
With all those black politicians, we need to organize somewhere because we know where they live or we know where their offices are.
Right.
You know, it has to be like, either you program immigrants to make us a priority or we'll kill you.
Right.
Now, I'm serious about
that.
I don't give a damn because we already going to prison. We already to lose. And they need
to understand that. They can't arrest us all.
They need to understand that.
Do you know something else that would probably be real effective is the strategy of breaking up in cells to where everybody knew and had the same purpose to where they didn't have to be given guidance or anybody. Because once you put yourself in the spotlight, you put a target on yourself.
When I ran for public office, I put myself in, I literally did put myself in danger, but
spotlight.
It's more important than me. Our liberation, our motherfucking freedom, our prosperity is more important than just my mere life. So, and when you like,
thank you for your sacrifice,
preserve a future for our babies. Otherwise, there's no us. And the spark of our future comes from you. So my question is to all those groups, what are we doing to galvanize the masses of the youth? Because the spark of revolution comes from the youth. The youth was the main ones out there. When George Floyd got killed, it was mainly the youth that was out there protesting every city in America.
But here's the problem. But here's the problem I have with that. You out there, and I see all these white people out there with you. See, that's a problem
to me.
They're not your allies.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to no march for black justice and it's white women in white faggots. And I'm not going to that. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Not.
He's got a point on that, you see. And this is what we got to do for self, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
we ain't got no choice, man. It's because our very survival is dependent on it.
Right. So what is it going to take?
Elijah Muhammad said separate.
What is it going to take at this point Yeah, exactly. Separation. What is it going to take at this point for people to realize, you know, we got to get with the fight. We got to get
connected.
With the goddamn mm-hmm. or lay down.
Nope.
And get fucking mastered.
We
got
to do what we're doing now. Get these on. All of us should have a platform where we are reaching
mm-hmm.
out to our little network of people and
mm-hmm.
keep talking
right.
and keep building and just keep watching, because I'm telling you, you know, I'm so happy right now because I'm seeing this white man's world crumble right before our eyes.
Ain't no doubt.
No, absolutely. People
yep.
is paying attention, but his world is crumbling right before our eyes.
Right.
And I don't see how
yes,
any person could be looking at what's going on and not realize what's going on. The whole
yep.
thing is collapsing. All we got to
yep.
do is be ready to step up
that's
and,
right.
and
right.
take over.
That's
right.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's what Julius Malema is saying over there in Zania. You see what I'm saying? It's because all the
and
gold,
they
all the diamonds,
they
all the platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the, you know, the silicon, or as they said in the movie, Wakanda, the vibranium,
brother,
man, is
brother,
all coming off the continent.
Brother, they are preparing. The black man is connected. We're the ones behind. I'm telling you.
Yep.
You see what
yes,
they're doing with bricks.
Mm-hmm.
You see
yes,
what they're doing with bricks. Once
yep.
that happens,
yes,
it's over for the U.S. It's over.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
no,
because you're gonna
yeah.
be able to use
the
American
no
dollar,
the
man. Yeah,
the
exactly.
Huh?
And then the American dollar, man, you're gonna be able to use it as shit paper. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that we gotta be aware of.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Facts. But here's the thing we have to be aware of. When that happens, these crackers are going to be so angry, so mad,
mm-hmm. right.
they're going
yeah.
to want to
right.
take it out on us. That's why we
yep.
got to be ready.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Because they're going to start looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to be prepared for that. Because
yep.
the messenger
yes,
said there's going to be a day when a white boy going to walk right in your face, which they're doing it now, and call you a nigga right to your face.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They have fun to fuck off.
But that's coming. So you got to be ready for that because
yeah.
that's coming.
Right.
Yep. Yes,
yeah.
sir. And then just follow
go,
the way
yeah.
of the great ancestor, Ali. Be sure to follow the left hook with the right hand, you know, three jabs right across, left hook, right hook, cut, left hook, over, right. That's the thing
yeah,
like a big combination.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you what my father told me. I'm gonna tell you what my father told me, and Dr. Khalid Muhammad said too. Kill four of them before you die. As long as I kill
yep.
four pack
mm-hmm.
of wood before I die, my life was a success.
You know,
kill
who else said that?
Before
that
you die.
You know who else said that?
Yes, sir.
General Sekou.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we got to be so when it go down, that has to be the mentality. Yeah, Peckerwood, I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna make sure I take all y'all with me. We
right.
all dying.
Coming, yeah, we all coming. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we owe that, you know, to the generations after us, too, particularly these babies, is because I'm looking
right.
at these babies coming up, you know,
yeah.
and you and I,
yeah.
Brother Che, we've talked about
yeah.
it, you know, on and off our platform right here. They're coming
I'm
up like
this.
In the state of California.
Hold on, Shabak,
they don't
I
even.
Mm-hmm. Shabak, I got to share this real
yes,
quick.
Sir.
So when I was running for mayor,
yes, sir.
There was an occasion that we had with the youth, with the babies. And this is just these fifth graders that were with the Struggle of Love Foundation. They were like, the boys were real feminized, and the
mm-hmm.
girls were like real masculine, and were very surprised when I kept saying our people when I was looking directly at them, because I said something like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want to create a city where, you know, people that look like us, and I pointed directly at them and looked directly at them,
right.
Can thrive and survive, and not just survive, but thrive. And
mm-hmm.
they looked at me like, what? Like,
yeah.
they couldn't believe it. Because nowadays, this is
yeah.
their time. It's a shame to say black have anything to do with blacks, associate anything with black good. So mm-hmm. they have this, they're being indoctrinated with the self-hatred before they even know it.
Right.
But we as adults mm-hmm. can
right.
see it. And they were looking around
yes,
like
sir.
Real confused. Like
if they should look at the teacher or the white person.
And then they had the audacity to ask me a question about the goddamn migrants. And I was mm-hmm. like, I just passed the buck off the fucking Biden. I said, it's on the president.
Well, that tells you. It tells you everything you need to know about the educational system. You might as well take your children home and feed them rat poison if you're going to send them to school. You might as well kill
yeah.
them yourself because that's yeah. what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The 98 South yeah. saw the return of the X-Men, and he said only a fool would allow his enemy to educate his children.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we got to get control of the black woman because she's out of hand, wild as hell. That's why the babies is out of order because she ain't right. And she ain't right because we ain't right.
Right.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
so that has to happen. You know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you see what I'm saying? And then the cold part
so
about
know
it
what
is,
we,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at here where Nas is posted up here on Twitter, and he says that the media loves to talk about how these illegal alien Latinos have strong family values. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they coming off over here, you know what I mean? And then they got a case right here that says migrant is charged with throwing newborn in trash at New York City Hospital. Okay, now also too, when you look at the city of Chicago, all right, is that they got the immigrants sleeping there in the Chicago police stations. Now, more than three black people went in there to do
that. Not only
that,
they putting these motherfuckers in five-star hotels, providing them with they get a house in a month. We got people that's dying on the street that's been waiting to get house for 10 years. And these months come in to take over all the shelters, displace all the people that were in there, which is mainly our people.
Mm-hmm.
And these months they be talking about we need to have
But let me say this, brother, because those migrants, those are our people too. Don't forget that. And,
well,
and this devil is so wicked.
They were our people.
But we know, and we got to be smart because we know this cracker is a wicked devil. He
We seen how they did the Haitians. They rounded them like cattle and put them back on the plane.
Because they know that the Haitians are are a little bit smarter than the because they want cheap labor. That's one thing you got to understand.
Yeah, they
are greedy, commercializing people. The United States is built on slave labor, so that's all they want them over here for.
We're descendants of that slave labor.
They trying to kill two birds with one stone because I know. Out there in California, in Chewbacca, you can bear witness to this, the war that's going on between the black and the brown. That's that old Roman tactic, divide and conquer. You see what I'm saying?
Keep them fighting with the brown if the brown was brown all the time. The brown ain't brown all the time. The brown is claiming white European.
Right.
On every last thing, but talk about he's our brother in the struggle. No, y'all can hold your own nuts. We seen what you did during the civil rights movement. Y'all waited on the sideline.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. The same thing applies to them. You either get down or you lay down. You either with us or you with the enemy.
Period.
Yeah.
Same thing applies to them.
Exactly.
It applies to everybody. Any of our the darker people, you either with us or you with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it has to be.
Yep.
Yeah, that is just a universal law and principle, man, when it comes to survival. and military tactics. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
this is basically what we're discussing is military tactics. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right about that, Anchorman. You see what I'm saying? And this is why we got to build up the commerce, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate, you know, what NOI has done, man, you know, throughout the last 50, 60 years that I know of, man, with the restaurants, the bakeries, man, the clothing stores. You see what I'm saying?
And, you know, we're trying. The NOI is trying because you got to realize we operate with a country where we don't own nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The message
like
is saying
maybe 1% of the wealth.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? We trying to think for all of our people, but our people think so small. You see what I'm saying?
Harriet Tubman says she would have freed 1,000 more if they knew they were slaves.
Had they would have known that they were slaves. You see,
right,
and we're doing this dumbing down, man, is just like, you know, what Brother Man was saying right here, what Newborn Allah was saying about Los Angeles and Hollywood. That's where they project all that nonsense and bullshit. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at
the
crap, man, that you see on the tube, right? Okay, now, here's the cool part about it. Now, like what they did with Bill Cosby, okay? When he had that show, the Cosby Show, man, and then he had the other show called A Different World, which was a spinoff on it. You know,
and
they
were calling him America's dad then. He could do no wrong.
Yeah.
Cosby was a victim of character assassination, brother.
A black man was supposed to look like.
Yes, sir.
A successful black man was supposed to look like on screen. And they see how they spurred him and threw him through the ringer. They still doing it. I was reading an article and it was like the sex perv Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shabako, what you were saying.
Yeah, okay, so therefore, so what I was saying, man, is that, you know, that they was doing something positive at it then, man, you know, when the schools, man,
right,
the universities
right,
was
right,
having
right,
high enrollments
right,
of that.
Right,
and then, of
right,
course,
yeah,
too,
right.
On the very last episode, man, where you had Sister Soldier on there on the very last episode, when it was addressing the rebellion of 1992 and when the cops walked in Sister Soldier
right,
and said,
right,
no, we ain't free. You know, see, it's because they flagrantly beat that man, you know what I'm saying? Out there, man, you know, then those cops walk just like... Yes, sir. And then the same thing like with George Floyd, man, you know, years later, you know, Derek Chauvin sitting up here kneeling on his neck, the brother saying can't breathe, the brother's up here urinating on himself, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, he's on the way to pass away. And then when you look at about the 9 minute and 30 second point of that video, you can see where Mr. Floyd transitioned. You see what I'm saying? Just how he went
Think about a group of black people just standing by watching. That's the cold part.
That's the worst part.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They standing by with their phones.
Why didn't nobody
That's what Minister Farrakhan said with those police in, I think it was Dallas, Texas. They had the little black girls down on the ground with their knees in the back. And Minister Farrakhan said, why would you stand and just watch that? I don't care if they going to kill. Why would you stand and just watch them do that to a little black woman? And you wonder why black women don't respect black men. How do you just watch
that? Yeah, well, see, that
you
was the shattering of the black family. Yes, sir, and you're right. And then the former heavyweight champ, Muhammad Ali, when he had regained the title back in 1974, he did an article in Ebony Magazine about black men, you know what I'm saying, stand up and be men. You see what I mean? And that was his challenge to black men about protect the community.
Instead, they want us to sit down. Instead, Shabaka, they want us to sit down and be women. Even though we're not biologically that's what they want us to be.
Exactly.
And I just read some ridiculous shit where they said it was safer to pee sitting down as a man than standing up. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You see, that's that prepackaged bullshit right there, man. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of it, too, where you get this transsexual individual who comes out there on Twitter and says...
Yeah, and then, you know, and he states that he's going to go off into the woman's restroom, you know what I mean? And ain't nobody going to stop him from going off in the woman's restroom, and this is a damn man. And then he even told my dad he's going to take his gun with him and use his Second Amendment right. Okay,
see, that's
terrorism.
I see a motherfucker with a five o'clock shadow and baseball mats for fucking hands. And they go in the same bathroom my daughter goes in, my niece goes in, my mom goes in, my grandma goes in, my auntie goes in. I'm taking flight on that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if they armed or not.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you have to, man. And then you got people in the
so
little
you
babies
see the badness.
In there.
Yeah, so
if
you
my
see the badness.
There, my queen is in there. I'm going to move the fuck off.
Yeah, so you see the madness of this white man's world. You know it's over. There used to be the white man always been the devil, but it used to be a time where he would try to play like he was halfway decent. Now they're reverting all the way back to the way they were when they was in the cave before Moses came. They reverting all the way back to that. And they taking our people with them. That's the sad part, man.
Dr. Osborne, the only way that this works is by compliance from us. That's why we all got it. We got to come together as a fist, stand the fuck up, and flip the goddamn table over. I don't want to see that your motherfucking table. I want my own motherfucking table.
And your own community. Your own capital
you,
producing
brother,
goods. Yes, sir.
I live in a community
saying?
with devils, and I don't talk to them. I don't speak to them. I don't have no white friends. I don't have no white nothing. For what?
Right. Exactly.
And like I said, all
you
we
got
to do is just be ready to step up in leadership. Because their civilization is gone. It's over.
It's over. And they know it's over.
We just got to be ready for the backlash because they so jealous of seeing black people rise on any level. They're going to want to take that jealousy and that hatred out because they see our people rising, and it will happen. And when they see it, they're gonna be so furious. That's why they got all this Donald Trump talk. We need to take back our country and all this. Somebody need to tell that pack of wood
that our ancestors built. How you gonna take something back that you didn't build? We built this motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
If anybody is patriotic or has the right to be patriotic, it is us because we built this fucking country. And we know United States
and
is the superpower of the world.
And this whole hemisphere.
Constitution and revolution and all that.
Yeah, and we built this whole hemisphere, not just the United States, man, but you got to look at Brazil.
Built all them other countries as well, but I'm speaking specifically about the United States of America right now. There would be no, that's the country they want to take back. They're not talking about taking no other country back. They're talking about taking the United Snakes with a triple K back.
Right. You see what I'm saying? To implement their agenda. And then when you get fools like Tim Scott and Warlock and Hershey Butterbar and all this old type of bullshit, man, them Negroes is dangerous, man. That is treason. See, they are a threat to our very existence.
Them niggas can stay with
and
the
And I hate
game,
using that
thing.
Term. Yeah, see,
I do
but
too,
you, but
you
get the
it
point
applies.
That I'm making.
Yeah,
oh,
but
yes,
it applies
sir.
In this case. Them niggas can stay with the devil. We won't miss them.
You know.
you see what I'm saying? We will not miss them.
Stay with master while the house burns the fuck down.
So when they say
we're not going to try to put it out.
We
don't let that motherfucker burn because we feel niggas. Everybody on this call is a field nigga. We are not house.
Yeah, they can have the country. We just want a country of our own. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't want
much.
One white man to change any white man that hates black. I don't want no white man to change his heart toward Pack of Wood don't have to do nothing. Stay just as you
leave
are.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I just won't.
That's the only thing that Pack of Wood got to do. Leave,
that's it.
Leave my people
yes,
the fuck alone.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
The way
if
I move in the world.
Resonate across
yeah.
the whole globe, we would be a unified unit. Global.
Yeah, because
yeah,
he's
exactly.
an unnatural man. Yeah. He's
that's
a unnatural
why, that's
man
why,
anyway.
Shout out to you,
so he would die.
Shout out to you, Donda.
He'll die
a
natural death anyway.
Going over there in regards to that alphabetic mafia shit. Some motherfuckers talking about I can't be who I want to be. Then leave. Y'all flee everywhere else. Why the hell you want to stay in a country where you can't survive or you can't exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, but ain't that so? Yeah. They tell us all these stories about how savage, how backwards Africa is, but you can't keep
the
bill
from Africa.
Africa.
They got everything from Africa, though, but
Africa's
so
funny.
Yeah.
They tell black people in
got.
America.
Right.
Yeah, they tell black people in America how blessed we are to be in America, but
yeah.
you can't keep Europeans out of Africa.
You can't
keep them out. Love that part. Now that part right there, and then also too, if I must say, and you and I, Brother Che, we spoke about this congresswoman all the time who gets up there and says publicly she thanks God for being brought here as a slave.
Oh,
you see,
God.
Because
oh my
because
God,
of her wasn't
oh my God,
slavery.
Oh
she
my
thanks
God,
God because she'll be over there in Africa worshiping a tree. Well, for you, for the brain
oh,
dead.
Wow.
Okay, a tree is to be worshipped is because going through the Pacific Northwest is surrounded by nothing but trees, and your air is so pure, man, and you feel the revigoration, man, because you're not having all those pollutants in there. So a tree is to be worshipped because, as we all know, plant life inhales carbon dioxide, which we exhale, and then it exhales oxygen, which we inhale. You see, so you had your balance of nature right
Cyclical.
There from the Almighty. But these greedy, no good, uncivilized, trifling as no good so-and-sos, you see what I'm saying, who did not know how to wash their ass until
they
went to
the
book.
Call them
yeah.
the hell they
who
are.
Did not know.
The savages, they're
yeah,
barbarians.
They're devils. Yeah. And then did not even understand the concept of feminine hygiene is because the women of Ethiopia gave the world the concept of feminine hygiene. And then, of course, as we all know, that we have discovered is that they didn't even wash their nasty asses. We had to show
my
That's
why the plague was spreading so rampant throughout Europe.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
yes,
that's how,
so
how do you think they killed us? How do you think they killed off all the Native Americans? All those diseases
way,
they
sir,
brought from
disease,
you.
Guns, sir,
guns,
sir,
guns,
sir.
Guns,
that
guns,
was your first form
that's
of
how
chemical
guns,
warfare.
Guns and steel. That's how they did it, Dr. Osborne.
And small
yeah,
blocks.
But just going back to what you said, Shabaka, about the Congress lady. Think about that. Can you imagine somebody whose ancestors was brought here as slaves saying
but
that she
right.
thanks God that the
her
that,
ancestors
that
were not
devil,
brought here as slaves. She did, her she's not originally from America. Her family's not originally from America. She is an immigrant. That's how they're able to do this. The congressional black talkers or black caucus is mainly immigrants. They don't share.
Well,
the
who
same
is the lady
government.
You talking about?
I'm
because
like,
I've heard. Because I've heard Christians actually say that. That
give me one second.
They,
Dr.
We
Dr.
here
Osborne,
in America.
I'm gonna call her name up.
Because
yeah.
we Christians
okay.
and we found Lord Jesus. It is like if you a black child listening to that.
Yeah.
I mean, think about what that does to your mind. Somebody telling
oh,
you
yeah.
it Brainwash. Was a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much of a blessing it was
you'll
for you
see,
to be.
You see white people
and then
have died.
You wonder why Africans, your people, are looking at you sideways. Like,
exactly.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you
and
serious?
Then also, too,
And then you got to look at the colonialism and the neocolonialism. You see what I'm saying? And this is what President Nkrumah was talking about when he was the president of Ghana. Now, look like, and look at the reason why they knocked off Muammar Gaddafi of Libya, because he did not want to go on the monetary standard of the Eurocentric dollar and the American
dollar. And them Uncle Tom niggas in Africa let them do that to Gaddafi.
Gaddafi was
an Arab, but Gaddafi was an African to his heart, and he was doing everything in his power to help Africa come up. He's the one who put the satellites up in space so that Africans didn't have to go through Europe to make phone calls. Did you know that?
Right. No, sir, I didn't.
Them Uncle Tom niggas who claim to be so African, let NATO and them Europeans do that to Gaddafi.
He was
in the process of united Africa. He was in the process of uniting Africa.
Under one term, right. Under one
term. Right. He was trying to do the same thing.
In all 54 states, but under one currency. Africa is a continent. In fact, it is the second biggest continent outside of Asia. So, because Europe's not a fucking continent. So, really, there's only six continents.
But
Africa's so big, and Gaddafi was going to unite all 54 of those nations under one currency.
Right.
They had to.
It was the Uncle Tom niggas in Africa, and it was the Arabs in Saudi Arabia who didn't like Gaddafi.
That would have killed the euro. That would have killed the ruby. That would have killed a whole lot of currencies. That's why they had
Right. He was basically trying to do what BRICS is trying to do before them, but he was trying to do it with gold. He was trying
and
to tie the African currency with.
And you see Jim Crow Biden and his administration ain't trying to go to war with none of those countries that have put the
Yeah, but what happened to Gaddafi, Obama can never be forgiven for that.
Never.
That's unforgivable.
That's straight treason.
That's unforgivable.
All that happened under his watch, Hillary Clinton's watch,
and you got
all the motherfuckers' watch.
And he had an African daddy. And he got an African daddy. I mean, just to think about it.
He tried to blame that LGBTQ shit to Kenya. And Shabaka, the prime minister of Kenya tell?
He told Obama to split, man. You know, he told him to split, and then Obama was on his way to Ethiopia.
And the head of state
of Ethiopia, because after he left Nairobi, his next stop was Addis Ababa. Okay, so the head of state of Ethiopia got on the phone with him on Air Force One. He told him, he said, look, man, check this out, Cat. We saw what you did down there in Nairobi, man. Don't even bother landing here. The honor guard we had for you, the military parade we was going to have for you, man, I already gave orders for them cats to stand down, man. Don't land here. You see? Now, the cold part about it is, now here's the cold part. Now, here's what we got to look at. Let's look at all the civil rights workers that perished and died from those fire hoses and police dogs. Let's look at all the Black Panthers that were persecuted. Let's look at the NOI brothers who were persecuted. Let's look at the Garveyites who was persecuted. You see what I'm saying? Let's look at the individual Black man and woman that was persecuted because of political beliefs. And the only thing we're talking about is our self-sufficiency. So why does all these other groups figure that it's so... That it's okay for them to come up here, degrade us with this raggedy ass music, that bullshit that they show you out of Los Angeles and that cesspool called Hollywood, and we supposed to sit up there and say, yeah, Rashid Tyler, you should have been getting cash, he's not about his mouth. You know, that Bill Jangles or Bojangles shit, that Shirley Temple Negro man who used to sit there and tap dance and skin and grin, and Bill Robinson, I believe, was his name.
buckwheat on the Little Rascals. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Skinning and grinning. The Aunt Jemima image. The Uncle Ben image. You see what I'm saying? And then black man and woman, we have to look at this. Look at the motion picture. And they made two versions of it. One in 1934 and one in 1959 mm-hmm. called The Imitation of Life. Now, if that dad is making you cry or feel some type of way, man, you are not human. The pain, you know, that the young woman had sent her mother through simply because of the American social order of American society. You know, Minister Farrakhan spoke about this. Malcolm X spoke about this. The former heavyweight champ spoke about this. You see what I'm saying? Dr. Khalid Muhammad yeah. spoke about this. You see what I'm saying? Just like when Dr. Khalid was on Phil Donahue and Phil Donahue asked him, well, do you think that Jesse Jackson is a bootleaping Uncle Tom? I'm half-baked nigga. And what did Dr. Khalid say?
To the best of his ability.
To the utmost of his ability. You see, but then, you know, his brother Jonathan Bourne Allah was saying, man, and you know, and his brother Vermel is saying, it's okay, like look at the words of Dr. Huey Percy Duke, that he said, hey, once you go on this path, man, you have to realize that you are doomed. Just like at the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party, Brother Che and Oakley, when we started Shabbat, yep. this black experience in hand.
Yep.
The sister going to sit up there and tell me, I says, okay, ma'am, you out there, you're an original member. She said, yes, sir. You know, she had her leather piece on, afro was silver and gray. You know what I mean? I says, well, we just started Shabaka's Black Experience in Hams, ma'am, and we inspired by the 50th anniversary of the party right here, but I feel like I'm under a microscope. I feel like I'm being watched. What does she tell me? Mm-hmm. She says, young brother, I lived with it through 50 years, and what are you going to do? Die on your feet or live on your knees, and she stated that she was a woman and walked away. And walked away. And she made her point. And then she said that she was at the Philadelphia branch, and we know about Philadelphia. You know, Frank Rizzo.
38 years old last week.
Yeah, exactly. And then here you had a black mayor by the name of Wilson Good who gave the order for that bullshit. Then you had a police commissioner there by the name of Willie Williams who wound up becoming the chief of the murderous Los Angeles Police Department after they had to get rid of Daryl Gates after the rebellion of 1992. You see what I mean? So therefore, what it is when we look at these Eric Adams, when we look at these Hancock's there in Denver. Okay, when we look at Brain Dead, other Negro there, Uncle Tom Bradley down there in Los Angeles, London Bridge over there in San Francisco. You see what I'm saying? These people, you know, who are my people who are committing treason against us, and I don't even think that less than half of them, man, are conscious of how they're being manipulated. That's the sad.
You know why?
Yes, sir.
Because there's no more Malcolm X's in college who would call him out. Because, you know, when Malcolm was on the stage, if you was an Uncle Tom, he made you feel so bad to be an Uncle Tom, nobody wanted to be an Uncle Tom. College was the same way.
Right,
but
about
now,
that.
But now,
that's how we do Jeff
nobody's
Barton.
Calling.
That's how we do Jeff Barton, Rolly Poly Martin. I'll tell you who calls it out, the new black media. There are people that call it out. They just don't get the exposure that these Sambos and Boom get.
Right,
don't even know they.
Facts.
There's people that actually are agreeing with everything they're feeling and saying, and have platforms where they can voice their discomfort.
But the order has to go out.
Black
All Uncle Tom's. And any black person who's not down for our unity, you're an enemy. And they have to be
you're
treated
an enemy for our people.
All of these,
you need to be treated as
all of these.
And you need to be exposed.
And that goes for all the gangbangers and these rappers, too. If you do it harm to our people and our community, you're an enemy.
Yeah, you're an enemy.
I don't care who you are.
And this is why... And this is why I appreciate Mr. Terrence Howard, man, for taking the stand that he did, man, when he said, I'm done with it, man, because they got this alternative agenda and I'm not going to be part of it. Now, also, too, let's look at all the great people who stood up in Hollywood, like Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte and definitely Paul Robeson. You see what I'm saying? You know,
Here's the thing, Shabaka, about Terrence Howard. He came up with an invention to basically make water out of thin air. That's why he quit Empire. That's why he quit Hollywood. But another justification is obviously the agenda that's being pushed.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not mad at Mr. Howard, man. If he had went on there, man, and invested his money wisely, man, and came up with an invention to make water out of air, man, I'm with that. More power to him. See, that's
absolutely.
And then what he could do, man, is go get some of our scholars, you know what I'm saying, that are going to get their college degrees at this time from the HBCUs and go on there and put them to work. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I mean by put them to work,
that's
giving
a step
them business
up.
HBCUs
most definitely.
Are clone factories, unfortunately, Shabaka. They've become clone factories. They are breeding baby clones.
Yeah,
like the one that gave Jim Crow Biden a commemorate PhD.
That was sickening.
And then you have black stewards there that the media, that the white-owned media didn't cover, that had signs that said Biden don't like black people. He don't care about black people. Neither does Kamala Harris. She's allowing us to be black.
Right.
Just look at what
like
happened.
I said, The only thing we have to do is make all of Uncle Tom's Negroes outcast. Because once we cast
them
outcast, you already know they can't go to the devil.
Nope.
The devil ain't going to accept them.
No, the devil is not going to
accept
them. Who is going to go out of their way to destroy their own people? Why would I trust you?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And so we got to stop accepting that as being okay, apply the foolishness.
Call them out.
Like
we do every day
on
stupid-ass Jeff Farr show. He should be beyond ashamed of himself. He is confusing the masses
of
our people
with
here in Denver. He's all over the place.
One minute he's biggity-biggity black.
Dr. Osborne, he's biggity-biggity black. Then next, he's on the Democratic plantation and trying to keep us along with him. Like, you are an enemy to the people. I literally told him that to his face. You should literally be charged with treason. You should be treated as such. I don't know why anybody believes anything that comes out your fucking mouth. And then
Denver is a unique place.
And y'all eat it up. Oh, yeah.
Shabaka, let me tell you something about Denver.
Yes, sir.
Denver's a place.
Yes, sir.
If you see a black man in Denver with a black woman, you like, you got to do a double take. Like, it's that type of... You very rarely see two black people together. That's if they straight, if they ain't homosexual. You rarely see a black man with a black woman. The brothers out here, they love white women so much. You try to tell them niggas separate. I mean, you gonna have a fight. You don't have a physical on your head.
And then to prove your point even more so there too, Mr. Ali, you know, and then when you see the reverse scenario, man, you're going to have a fight on your hand too. Now, going back to my youth many, many years ago in Los Angeles, man, you know what I'm saying? I was weighing more and I was a lot stronger than I am now. Okay, I see this white boy cussing his sister out, calling her everything, you know what I'm saying? So I go step to the sister, ma'am, do you need some assistance right here? Because I think I could work this left foot followed by the right hand a little bit. She told me to shut up, mind my own business, That was her husband, and I shouldn't be interfering. Okay, if from that point on, gentlemen, I said to myself, anytime that I see a sister in that scenario like that again, I would not give her a cup of piss if she was thirsty out here in this desert.
I wish I would have ran into that sister. In my neighborhood when I was growing up, because they both would have got treated, you know what I'm saying, the way you treat an enemy.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes,
because
sir.
At that point, because at that point, you're an enemy. You're not my sister no more.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And then get this here, folks. Now get this here. You're gonna love this one right here. Now, what they would do in California, man, if you was to do such a thing, you know, that I did trying to do the right thing, they're gonna hit you with a hate crime and they're gonna give you 20 years in California. And you're gonna do 15 years of that time. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So they have systemically, man, had put the chains on us again. Economically, socially, judicially, you see what I mean, that we cannot stand up for ourselves. And then if you go over there to the city of San Francisco and one of them trainees come up to you talking about he's a woman, and if you say, man, get your ass out of my face, guess what you're doing 90 days in a San Francisco County jail? Hate crime. Oh, well, he said he's a woman. That ain't no woman, man.
Yeah.
You got a 5 o'clock shadow. What's it an I do? Oh, no. Well, you offended him. You made him scared and this, that, there, the other. Now, get this here, though, too, Brother Ali. You're going to love this one. San Francisco, California, about 7 years ago, a lot of the sisters had went out there bare-chested fundraising for breast cancer research in the middle of January, right, which is very cold in San Francisco, okay?
Yeah.
All righty, so they out there, they got the jiggly wigglies out there, all the lovely nipples hanging and all that. They said that you can look all you want, do not touch. You see what I'm saying? Hit the bucket with your donation because this is what we're trying to save. The city of San Francisco charged these women with indecent exposure. But at the same token, they would allow a naked-ass man to walk down the street in the city of San Francisco talking about he's expressing his gay rights. What kind of shit is that?
You see what I'm saying? So you can see that it's over. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
These people that lost their mind. The whole country is in a garbage pail. Russia know it, China know it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All we got to be doing at this point is figuring out how the hell we gonna get up out of here. That's
right.
it.
Yes,
at this point.
That's it.
Because the jig is up
on a collective basis.
That's the thing, Dr. Osborne. Where are we going to go? There's contrary popular belief.
This is a big old earth. Hey, Jesse, this is a big old earth.
But my question is, where is the
big old earth
to any of these other countries?
We can stay right here. We might not have to go nowhere. We can stay right here. Because, look, it's over. Is no more. You don't have to be worried about nothing. I'm happy. There's over 300,000, probably 400,000 dead Packerwoods in Ukraine within a year. I'm happy. God is getting his revenge as we speak.
Yeah.
We won.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And it ain't gonna be nothing but more dead Packerwoods as the summer goes on. And I sit in my living room every day watching the news, watching crackers get rolled over with tape, and I say, all praises be to Allah, Vladimir Putin, kill all them Packerwoods. Kill them all. And when I hear about white boys from America going over to fight for Ukraine, I say, a long white boy, let them go. Kill them all. Praise be to Allah. Yeah.
Did he hear the
clap of the
Allah?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
yeah.
Without
yeah.
a doubt, man.
So,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Because,
they already mapped
you know,
it
just
out,
like,
Dr.
Man,
Osborne. They said by 2032, they're going to be the minority in this country. They're already minority worldwide. They already mapped it out. They know their time is running very short.
And this is why they're trying to shatter us, you know, as Dr. Claude Anderson has stated too, Brother Che, that you posted up on my wall, his lecture from 2014, is that based on the research is that we're going to be the minority. It's going to be an influx of immigrants coming into the U.S. Look at the Chicago police station there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, well, they're letting them see leap on the floor right there, but they all are going to
hate
us.
Shout out to the black people in Chicago for taking a stand against that shit. Salute to y'all black Chicagoans for saying, no.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
now,
ain't
let me
oh,
tell you
hell
something
no.
about
y'all
black
been neglecting
Chicago.
Up and now y'all want to help these mugs? Oh, hell no. No.
But this is
now,
what I
tell
the immigrants. Hey, look. This is the proposal I got for all them immigrants. Whatever country
yes,
you leaving from, let's trade places. Let us go there and all y'all come
that's
here.
What said.
Let's do
that's
that.
What my lady said. My lady said the exact same thing. Dr. Osborne, Lady Taylor said the exact same thing. Well, can I go to your country since y'all want to come over here so badly? Can we go over there? Can we occupy your country?
No, that's why I said that's the deal. Clear out whatever country they coming from in South America. Get out to the black man in America. We'll go there, set up our own government, and bring all of them here. That's how we'll solve that problem. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee
yeah.
you, if I had my own country, I don't care how bad it was. I would never leave.
Right.
Stay there and make your own country good.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
And then also, you got to build up the... And then got to build up the economical infrastructure, the educational infrastructure, you see what I'm saying, the mineral infrastructure as well, too.
Yeah.
And then just like what Dr. Julius Malema was saying with the economical freedom fighters, okay, we cannot give up this fight because it's going to be the children through proper education that's going to pick the fight up to reunite Africa, as Dr. Patrice Lumumba said, is that what we have to do, you see what I'm saying, because it's still got the vast
yeah.
amount of the resources, okay, see? And we got to prevent them Chinese from coming in there as well, too, because you got that neocolonialism puppet-ass regimes, as Patrice Lumumba had spoke about in 1960. That why do you think they
Yeah, but here's the thing about the Chinese. The Chinese
yeah.
got to know how, and all Africans got to do is learn whatever the Chinese got to teach you. And once you know enough and you can run it on your own, then you kick them out. Get the hell out of here. Get out.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you something,
that.
Dr. Ala. And also, too, Dr. Ala, and I'm going to tell you the city to start to do that in the United States. It's in California. It's called San Francisco, California. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, where your Silicon Valley
yeah.
is based. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking
yeah.
about all these
yeah.
clowns at Google or YouTubers.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook or the Twitty Bird, man, you could find all that crap, man, from San Francisco to San Jose, man, in a stretch of 50
yeah.
miles. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the cold part about it is, though, too, and be aware of this artificial intelligence, and we need to have an episode on that because they most definitely are monitoring us through this here, man, you know, not only here in the United States, but on the continent as well, too. You see what I'm saying? And
yeah,
then
but,
they also
but
too,
guess why I ain't mad at the AI? Because guess what it's doing to all these
yes, sir.
Digger rappers, and I call them digger rappers because that's what they are, destroying your own
yes,
people.
Sir.
They got the AI can rap better than the rappers, so the rappers ain't going to have no job.
Right.
You see how Allah is the greatest. Whatever wickedness you think you're doing, Allah is clearing the whole planet out. And if you ain't with
the
righteous, you with the devil.
And Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then keep in mind, though, too, man, when I did walk down Hollywood Boulevard right there too, brother. And you remember when I did the video for Mayor Jesse? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that was the first time that I've been up there, man, in over 25 years. And all the wealth that came up there, man, on that corner of Hollywood and Highland, because that's where the Academy Awards is. And that's where, and you saw me on the video and asked me, ain't this here where Will Smith knocked out Chris Rock? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, man, how come he wasn't booked into the Hollywood division of the Los Angeles Police Department? And the white fella says, I don't know, I wasn't there that day. But the point is that what I'm making at, man, is that the imagery that they are projecting out there, man, with all this feminization of the black male and NGR this, NGR that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and things
yeah.
of that. And then when the young men was coming up, man, with that BS on them rap records, B.I. this, B.I.T. this, B.I. that. And, man, I got a relative, man, who stated, man, that when he heard that from his children putting on that, he pulled a cell phone away from a man and bashed it with a ball peen hammer and handed it back to him.
Yeah,
man, you know, your sister ain't no B.I.
Yeah,
your mother ain't no B.I. Your daughter ain't no B.I. You know what I'm saying? So why are you going to sit up there
but you know who's promoting all of that garbage? That's the Jews. That's the Jews
yeah, exactly.
out there in California.
Yes, sir, hold it. And then to prove that point even further, Lil Wayne, all messed up, tatted up, man, gold teeth, all that. The nigga could barely talk, excuse my language. He sells his stuff over there for $100 million to Universal Music Group, right? You
so
see
what
I'm
idiot.
Saying?
What an idiot.
Yeah.
What
and
an idiot.
The cold part.
For $100 million that ain't about to be worth 10 cents. In a few days.
Yeah. And it's about to hit, man, you know, and they're going to be making $100 billion off of it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Right. Right.
Say, they're
right.
going to be making $100 billion off of it. You see what I mean? And that
well,
is
well, that's why they got rid
it.
Of Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson wasn't no idiot.
No.
Exactly.
Michael Jackson
wasn't
given
the
Yeah.
And then he had went on there, man, and sold, and he had acquired the songbook, you know, from the Beatles, right? And they were mad at him, Sony Records was, but he said, I just went out here and did good business, just like was the dude, Eminem, the white dude who used to crumb bum on Michael Jackson. But guess what? Each time he went perform, Michael Jackson got paid. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You
so,
see Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the question, how far are we running tonight?
We are.
Oh, man, we got about
the last 30 minutes.
Okay. We've been on. Are we over time? Yes, sir. It's been a good conversation.
It's a 2-hour show.
Yeah,
so we're good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, too. The bangers, too, man, that you got to look at as well, too. Now, let's look at a lot of the famous black scholars that you got, okay? You know, who were conscious? Dr. Harry Edwards, Dr. Huey P. Newton, Dr. Khalid Mohammed. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, Paul Williams, who was a USC graduate, man, who graduated USC, I believe, man, in the 1930s, but he was the first black architect in Los Angeles, and he designed homes for Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Lucille Ball, and structures out there at the Los Angeles International Airport that is still standing today, but he was not even allowed to live in the communities there. Let me tell you something, folks. If you was in Hollywood, California, man, say in the 1940s and 50s before the Civil Rights Act of 1964, you had better have been somebody's butler, somebody's chauffeur, you know what I'm saying? Because the LAPD, they have a way of dealing with you, man. They'll treat you like royalty, as in Rodney King. You see what I mean? You know,
and so
this is what I used to have got to look at, man, to see what we've been through. See, so they would not repeat the same mistakes, and this is why they're trying
but that's
to
all Jewish, but that's all Jewish control.
I hear that.
That's all Jewish
control,
and you got every black person.
And you got every black person in Congress.
Yeah, in every black, the Congressional Black Caucus They vote every year to send billions of dollars to Israel. Don't where can you find them giving that kind of support to any nation, black nation, that's in Africa?
Hell no.
Nowhere.
Exactly.
Unless it's enforcing that agenda. Like what Kamala Harris called herself doing with her tour of Gory Island. And, it's so tragic what happened. Bitch, you're from India. Your family are from India. You're not a Dravidian. You're a goddamn Brahmin. So what the hell?
Yeah. She was born in Berkeley, California in 1965.
Where are my tangibles? I want dollar bills right now. Right.
Exactly.
Now, not later.
Yes,
right, motherfucker, now.
Yeah, right. And they got it. And they could do it. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And they could do it right now, okay? But they ain't going to want to do it. But you see, but they could. This is why you got the Warlocks, man, and Uncle Tim Scott. Brain dead Negroes like Larry Elder, Leo Terrell out in California. You know what I'm saying? You know, going against that. I mean, these two miseducated fools are talking about, well, we're going to sue California for giving reparations to blacks just because it's racist. Excuse the expression. But, nigga, do you know what time of day it is, man? Wake up and smell the coffee. And I hate using that, man, but you're not going to sit there and piss on my head and tell me it's rain, man. You know, with that nonsense, man.
Right.
And that is an insult to my intelligence, and it should be an insult to every person around the world, not just black folks, but every person around the world. That is an insult.
I mean, brother.
Yeah.
The American Negro is truly unique. I mean, he's truly unique.
Right.
There's nothing else you can say. Like the Negro in America is not like any other group of people on the planet.
It is
really sad, but it just bears witness to the type of damage that was done to us, man, psychologically.
Psychologically, intellectually, physically.
When you really think about it, when you think about it deep enough, it really makes you just want to kill. So you can't bust the blood vessel when you really think about it.
And then also, too, just like when you had the bombing in Birmingham in 1962. I could really get you pissed off. Okay. Did not to mention the fact of what happened at Eula Love in Los Angeles, man, 1979 going into 1980. You see what I mean? You know, the gas company comes up there to shut off her gas, and she told the gas man, hey, man, if you shut off my gas, I can't cook food for my kids because the stove would be off. And then what happens under California law, that opens me up for a case of child neglect. Gas man, old white fella, didn't want to hear it. He go turn her gas off. What she does, she bop him upside the head with a shovel. He runs and calls the landlords, the LAPD. They bum her shot. The cops was black. You know what I'm saying? They put 32 bullets in the woman. Getting reading that psycho.
I haven't even heard. See, that's a story I haven't even heard. And that's what I'm saying. That's why we gotta have our own schools, because it's of our history, especially young people today, they don't know any of this. That's why nothing causes me more distress when I see a black person just walking down the street like they don't have any care in the world. It's like looking at a sheep in a field surrounded by wolves.
You know what Master W.D. Farrar said, right? He said he likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing. He likes the devil because the devil gives him nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's just like you said, Jesse, when you were talking to those kids, you talking to them about our people, they can't even relate. Because they're being taught nothing of what happened to them, nothing of their own history in the school. They ain't been taught dusted. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
dusted.
You know what I'm saying? That's for real.
It was like, at least, it was like
nothing constructive and nothing productive. It definitely ain't being
Yeah,
it's nothing about what our people have suffered. Nothing about what our people have suffered. Like you know how frustrated it is when I, even some of my old family members, you talk to them about the history of black people, they clueless, like they don't, how could you not have sympathy for what happened to your ancestors? Like that, like that blows my mind.
Or they're either clueless,
like that,
or they're,
like they can read the Bible. They can read the Bible about some Jews being enslaved in Egypt, which never happened. Sadat, Anwar Sadat cleared that up and told them we ain't got no history of that. But
no,
they can read a story of the Bible about some people called children of Israel being enslaved, and they'll shed tears over that. But you won't shed no tears. You won't shed no tears over your own experience of suffering.
So, Shabaka, I'm working on the show. If the brothers on the line want to help me, we need to have a show, the Hebrew Israelites versus the Moors.
That's World War III right there, brother.
I'm not
I don't want to participate in that because I don't want no division between black people.
I love both.
Yeah, I love both. But if they
black,
this is
great.
That's my brother.
Then keep in mind, man, is that if both parties go out there and get jacked up by the Los Angeles Police Department, you take a brother from from Colombia, you take another brother from Ethiopia, man. LAPD going to say is, I got four black males here jacked up. You know, we're running warrants.
What you got to understand about me. I 100% agree with Malcolm Shabazz when he said we make no distinction between our race and our religion. So when I see any black man, I don't care what he say his religion is. He's a Muslim to me. He's black. He's black. That's my religion. That's my religion, black.
That's
my religion.
Black nationalism override everything.
Right.
Yeah. What do you believe in? They ask knowledge born of law. What do you believe in? Black. What do you pray? Black. That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's what the attitude has to be. That's what the mentality has to be. I don't care whether he's in South America, he's in Jamaica, he's in Africa, he's in India. I don't care where he's at. He's black. Yeah,
exactly.
That's my brother.
Yes, sir.
And
we're
the
original
people of the planet Earth. We came with the planet. We created the planet.
Yes, sir.
We are the only ones that are connected to. We're connected to nature. We're connected to the planet. The sun don't kill us. We literally eat the sun.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
And like
that's
I said, man, and as the sun, you know, increases in temperature every day out here in this desert right here, man, I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Because can't nothing grow without
the
sunlight.
We feed the sun
you
and the sun
I mean?
Feeds us, General.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes,
you
sir.
See what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
folks.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, gentlemen, down here to our last 17 minutes, we're going to start our closing comments. And also, too, I'm happy to say that this episode here, man, you know, which is episode 348 of season 7. Yes, sir. You know, it's definitely one of our best ones. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to start off, you know, with our guest, you know, Brother Knowledge Born Alive. Then we're going to go to the anchor man, and I see the other brother that we had, you know, he had hung up. He's welcome to call back in if he shows desire.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to start our closing comments, and we're going to go with our guest tonight, Brother Knowledge Born Ala, you know, and I believe that there's new Black Knowledge Radio that you got going on there too, brother.
Hey, bro, I'm just saying, I'm smiling from ear to ear because I get energized when I talk to other black men. If we on the same level, it's been the best part of my day, man, and I love y'all. Stay black and keep doing
you
what you're doing. Shabaka, we proud of you with the show, man. Y'all been going strong. And keep it up because you're making a difference.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Yes, sir. You know, just like the great one, man, Zaire, man, that night they thought he was going to get stopped, and he says, man, I got to hang on, man. I got him, man. I'm very close. I just got to hang on. You know, and he did. And then also, too, brother, thank you for coming.
Yes,
may peace be upon you. And then, say what, brother Che?
I said,
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes,
may peace be upon you as well. And then also, too, we definitely appreciate the anchor man that made this discussion possible this evening, keeping up the great work of what he is doing. And we definitely appreciate all our well wishes, you know. And, hey, drop us a line. Follow us on our like page on Facebook at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You know, you could tweet us at Shabaka, capital EXP. Also, too, all hate mail is welcomed, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you haters out there, and the reason why we laugh at your mail, man, is because that simply means that we are getting somewhere when you come with your unclean, uncivilized selves. But guess what?
Right.
But we'll never do that to you. You see what I'm saying? We're just going to keep hitting you with this undisputed truth is because there's no
machine
argument
rap,
with undisputed. Yes. Yes, you see, because there's no argument with undisputed truth. And then if you try to dispute undisputed truth, then you become a rhetorician. You see what I'm saying? And like James Brown said in his record in the late 60s, no, early 70s, my bad. And that's when them clowns start coming up there talking loud and saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? And saying nothing. And saying nothing. So we definitely appreciate the input tonight. We definitely appreciate the anchor man for making this discussion possible tonight. And yes, sir.
Guilty as charged.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and by the way, hold it.
Yeah,
how do the jury? Okay, thank you. Okay, so we got a unanimous decision right there. Okay, so he's guilty with extreme circumstance, okay, and also, too, and for his heinousism and his wickedness in the commission of his crimes as well, too. Yes, sir. From shit in the house to Dylan Roof to Carolyn Bryant. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Oh, and then not to mention, man, old Frog Face, you know,
God,
50 years ago. Everybody remember Frog Face. Segregation yesterday, segregation day, and segregation my. One and only George Wallace, the great governor of Alabama, and also, too, the crumb bum on the governor of Florida. You know, you're a punk. You're a transvestite. You know what I'm saying? You cannot stand the truth. And then exactly. And then any time that you want to sit up there, man, and ban books, man, from children in their formative years, man, no. The dump. Well, dump, you're the dump, man, and you always will be the dump, okay? You know what I'm saying, you know. And, hey, man, but one thing I will say about the orange dude is this, okay? He is stating how he honestly feels. And then, as I guess, you know, Knowledge Boy and Ala said, I have to blame the fools that sit up there and believe that God. Like your Tim Scott, your Herschel Walkers, you know what I'm saying, Larry Elders. Larry Elders, Ward Connolly, who tried to get rid of a family, and Kamala Harris.
That's the one that said, I would rather be in, I'm glad I was born in America and not in Africa where I'll be worshiping a tree. Her name is Winsome Spears. She's the lieutenant governor of Virginia.
She's the lieutenant governor of what?
Virginia.
What's that?
The first call.
She's the lieutenant governor of Virginia, the first colony where they first sold our people out there. Okay, 1619. Okay. All right. So this just goes to show you why we created the hashtag, and please spread the hashtag, Resurrection of the Mental Dead, okay, because there's no more people mentally dead than us. And then, Brother Che, you know, there was a certain dude 8 years ago that did a video, man, that looked like a ghost, man, talking about that. I wonder who that dude was. Yeah, I wonder whatever happened to that guy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, so we wish that brother there many happy solar returns, you know what I mean? You know, and then Charles Barkley, from what I understand, what the brother was saying about you, you're still an idiot, you know what I mean? And Chuck is Chuck, you know what I'm saying? And whatnot.
What about man?
I don't know. I'm disappointed in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay, but however I respect and appreciate what he went through in the year 1972 that we're not going to mention is because we all have discussed that incident in private, you know, but however I appreciate him, you know, what he did for the L.A. Lakers and then getting on pro sports, which we should be controlling because we the main ones that generate the wealth. I'm going with the palm trees, man.
Nah,
against
man.
The buckets,
nah,
man.
Nah, man. Now he's going to win.
You really tripping. Go nuts. Damn, bug. Peace.
Yeah, so I'm going with palm trees against the Rocky Mountains, man. And no, I'm not a Heat fan. I'm just mad, man, because my Lakers show went out like a bunch of busters, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and the dustpan. Yeah. You know, send them back out there, man, to the house that Jack built in the Staples Center, which is now cryptocurrency center down there, man, on Figaro and Pico. Yeah, I watched them build a Staples Center. But also, too, folks, but that there is definitely the industries we should be controlling because we're generating all the wealth of it. The NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and it would be a beautiful thing if in 1 year at the Super Bowl, at the World Series, at the final game of the NBA championships, all the black players come out there and put their uniforms in a pile in center court, center field, on the 50-yard line and say, guess what? We ain't playing today. Now, there will be an avalanche of lawsuits. There'll be a whole lot of contracts tore up. You see what I'm saying? But guess what, though, people? You could best believe that would be a shift in the U.S. economy, man, because all the people that bought the tickets to go there, right, then all the big-time sponsors of Ford Motor Company standing on all of them that pay that high money, man, for them advertising the spots, right? Okay, then all them banks that look and you know, looking forward to them banks, looking forward to them huge deposits and all that. And then look and watch the economical shift happen. Okay, so that there is it for me. Okay, the anchor man and brother Che,
ahead,
and I guess knowledge born out all. What's your closing comment? Yes, sir.
I think it's on the anchor man. Brother Osborne already went.
Yeah, it's on.
Did you already go, Brother?
Yeah, it's on me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's from Melon Sanders, the angel of peace from the east, understanding, understood, the neighborhood of the youth, bringing the hope without the soul, official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers, that which is, always was, that which did, always does. Salute to my people, black people, revolution forever. You know what time it is. Peace.
Hey. Yes. Yes. It is I, Terry Puma. General of the Black Imperial Army. We are charging you, Caucasoid, as guilty for all the crimes against humanity, with a hue, meaning black people, humanity. We are the original man. You have to have a hue to be a human. With crimes against our people, and you are guilty, and you need to be tried as such.
We are at war, black family. Each and every day we get reminded of the war that we are in. So I'm not going to say we all need to wake up, but a strong minority of us need to wake up, come together as a fist, and put an end to this madness. Because ain't nobody going to come save us but us. We are all that we got. The quicker we realize that,
that's right,
the better off we will be. So stay empowered. Keep your head on the swivel. And never let the enemy knock you off your square. Shout out to Jay Militant. Peace, love, light, reparations, and black empowerment. Make sure y'all check us out Friday for Grand Risers with Chewbacca at 8 a.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Mountain. And also check us out on our other platforms, Frontline Black News, every Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The Revolutionary Agenda, whenever Lady Che decides to go live, okay, Thursday. Like and subscribe to all of our platforms. If you're on Twitter, if you're on the Tweety Bird, make sure you like and subscribe to Chewbacca EXP. And we will catch y'all on Friday. So peace, love, light, reparations, and black peace, love, light, reparations, and separation, and black empowerment. Stay black, stay dangerous, stay vigilant.
That's right. Positive people.
Black power.
Peace.
Peace, Bob.
Sound about right. No, that sound about right. Uh-huh, yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beat. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. Sorry, it's the black thing. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's the black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was picking freestyles in the backseat. Classrooms like a gladly. You buy and sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell if you listen. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's the black thing. Yeah. Black shots to shinock me. I be on new shit, so they copy. The debauchery. Go ahead then watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl is homicidal. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol. I'm your idol now.
Who up in the west?
Bubba dog pounding, nigga.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Like Malcolm X.
Peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga. Everybody tryna get dreads and shit. But they ain't African. All the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin. I'm sorry, it's the black thing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I said the shit. Rhetoric. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Maybe it's the black thing. Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black Bobby. You can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP. Yeah, black on, black nigga, I'm back on track, my shit black owned. If you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's the black thing.
Yeah,
Spike Lee, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, you up on my white tee. Where you wanna be just like me, huh? Do the police wanna lock me up? Step your own creep, black F. Both ones. What it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Who up in the west?
Bubba dog pounding, nigga.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X.
Peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.